Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Here's the podcast from Middays with Susie Larson. Enjoy the conversation. It's only just a matter of welcome to Middays. I'm Susie Larson. So honored to be spending this time with you. In fact, I look forward to connecting with you every single day to inspire you in your faith walk, to deepen your understanding of God's word, and to heighten your awareness of his very real presence in your life. Well, my guest today, you are my special guest. So give us a moment. We're going to open up the phone lines. We're going to play a few songs. It's kind of like a songs and verses, but I think we'll call it songs and prayers because we want to hear from you. And I would love to know how I can pray for you. People always need prayer, right? And so here is the number. Actually, can they call Kim when the phones are locked, or can you unlock them for me? There it is. See, this is amazing. Why I love our producer so much. Phone lines are open. I would love to be able to pray with you. We're going to play some songs and just kind of see where God takes us. I'm going to pray right now. Lord, we just commit this hour to you. We know it's a gift from you. Live radio is a treasured gift. We love Faith Radio. We love what we're able to do here. So we just say thank you. And we make our plan. Lord, you determine our steps, and our steps are to be available now for our listeners. So we commit the time. Lead us by the power of your spirit and help us use this time well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, friends, phone lines are open. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. So one of my go-to psalms, and if you've listened or followed me enough, you know that I go here all of the time. And they even say, if you have a go-to psalm or a go-to passage in Scripture, you should consider it kind of a life script, because there's something in there that God has for you that you're resonating with so much that it's actually wise to spend even more time just asking God, why do I keep returning to this passage? Well, this is one for me, and I'm going to give the number again, 877-933-2484. How can I pray for you today? Well, here's Psalm 18. I love you, Lord. You are my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my savior. My God is my rock in whom I find protection. He is my shield. He's the strength of my salvation. He's my stronghold. I will call on the Lord who's worthy of praise, and he saves me from my enemies. This is where I relate so much. The ropes of death surrounded me. The floods of destruction swept over me. The grave wrapped its ropes around my neck. Death itself stared me in the face. But in my distress, I cried out to the Lord. Yes, I prayed to my God for help. Listen to this. He heard me from his sanctuary. My cry reached his ears. Your cry reaches his ears. And here's where we see the fury of God. When his children are hurting, you see an angry side of him. He's not angry at you. He's angry for you because he wants to come and rescue. Then the earth quaked and trembled. The foundations of the mountains shook. They quaked because of his anger. Smoke poured from his nostrils. Fierce flames leaped from his mouth. Listen to this. Glowing coals flamed from him. He opened the heavens and he came down. Dark storm clouds were beneath his feet, mounting on a mighty angel. Can you picture this? So your cry reaches his ears, and suddenly the earth quakes, the foundations shake. They quake because of his anger. Smoke is pouring out of his nostrils. This is God. Fierce flames leaping from his mouth. Glowing coals flame forth from him. He opens the heavens and he comes down. Dark storm clouds were beneath his feet. He mounts on a mighty angel and he flies. He soars on the wings of the wind. And listen to this. He shrouds himself in darkness, veiling his approach with dense rain clouds. He veils his approach. You know what that means? You can't see him coming, but neither can your enemy. There's times when you've got dark storm clouds and you're going, where are you, God? Well, you know what? He's riding those clouds, making his way to you. He's making his way to you. Breakthrough is just around the corner. Listen to this. The brilliance of his presence broke through the clouds, raining down hail, burning coals. The Lord thundered from heaven. The Most High gave a mighty shout. He shot his arrows and he scattered his enemies, because your enemies are his enemies. His lightning flashed and they were greatly confused. Then at the command, O Lord, at the blast of your breath, the blast of your breath, the bottom of the ocean could be seen and the foundations of the earth were laid bare. Have you ever taken scripture literally? He's so angry that you're being oppressed by this enemy that he comes with such force and then he opens his mouth and breathes and the bottom of the ocean can be seen. He reached down from heaven. He reached down from on high and he rescued me. He drew me out of deep waters. He delivered me from my powerful enemies, from those who hated me and were too strong for me. They attacked me at the moment when I was weakest, but the Lord upheld me. He led me to a place of safety. He rescued me because he delights in me. And there's more to Psalm 18, but I want that to just bless your heart today. That is how fierce he is in your defense. Love to hear from you. How can I pray for you? What is God teaching you these days? Let's talk. Our guest didn't work out today because of the connection. So now Plan B, which has become Plan A, you are my guest, so I really can't have a show without you. 877-933-2484. We've got Monica checking in from Illinois. Hey, Monica, thanks for listening today.
Hi, Susie. It's a pleasure to hear your voice.
And yours as well. How can I pray for you today?
You can help me pray for my little niece who was just born Saturday, my great niece, actually. And she's a little tiny baby, and I know God's plans are for good for her parents, and so that's my only prayer for today, this week, and you know, for the day.
Was this little baby a preemie, or was she just born?
Yeah, a little preemie in advance. You know, she was supposed to born at the end of the month, but you know, they were having some complications. So
yeah,
but she's a blessing.
Yeah.
All children are a blessing, but especially her.
Indeed.
For us, anyway.
Indeed. What's her name?
Amara,
definitely. You know, those last few weeks in the womb, you know, it's amazing how children can survive, but they are important to have, and they can have implications. So it is worth absolutely lifting her up. Father, we lift up Amara to you and her parents, and we pray that you'd touch every aspect of her body, that every system in her body would work to support life and health, Lord Jesus. We pray that you'd make her strong where she's weak. We just bless her with strong lungs, Lord God, healthy brain, healthy blood, healthy immunities, Father. We bless her parents with rest, and we ask you to redeem the story. We thank you that you choose the day that we're born, and thank you for Mara's birth. We ask you, we commit her life to you. We pray that she would be sold out for you all the days of her life and never depart from you ever, ever, Lord God, that she would walk intimately with you and be used greatly by you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
Susie. Thank you for your messages. And I met you personally in Willowbrook about 3 years ago. Thank you for all the blessings that you are for all of us.
Thank you so much, Monica. Thanks for listening from Illinois. Pretty amazing. 877-933-2484. We've got Sue checking in from Green Bay. Hey, Sue, you're on the air.
Hi. You are such a dear woman. I just want to cry because I've been listening to you for so many years, and you are a blessing to everyone, and your heart just shines through. And today I am wanting you to pray for my husband, who is just a lukewarm Christian. And I started Bible study 14 years ago, and just, I'm on fire, and I've been praying for him, and I've been patient and steadfast. But when I heard your invitation, I thought, why wouldn't I call?
Indeed.
And my prayer is, I have three sons, and I want him to be a light to them and to all of his family. I see how much God could be doing when our marriage is both on fire. And so
yeah,
that's my prayer.
Sue, how about you? How's your soul? Because I'm sure that takes a toll on the soul when you've been waiting a long time. How are you doing with that?
Well, I have wonderful women around me. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes, you know, I'm crying out, but for the most part, I would say I am on top of the world. I am feeling blessed and highly favored because of the great things. And I've already gone through the scenario that if this is never going to be, God's grace is enough for me.
That's amazing. Wow. I first of all, just applaud you for your heart of faith. I was going to pull up a verse, but I want to be able to pray for you, and I can't do that at the same time. But my husband, he wasn't lukewarm, but he was a workaholic many years ago, and that was a part of our story many years ago. But there was a passage, I want to say it's 1 John, or maybe it's the Gospel of John. Forgive me for not being able to remember. But it says, if you pray God's will, you can know that you will have that which you ask for. And I remember going to the mat, Sue, about going, Lord, I know it's not your will that he work this many hours and he miss his family. I know it's your will that this man find balance. And Lord, I'm going to the mat on this one. I'm shifting all my weight onto this promise. I know that I'm praying your will. So I know that I will have that which I ask. So do what you need to do. And I would say, you know, of course it's not God's will that your husband be lukewarm. So you've got biblical basis to be fierce in your prayer to say, Lord, I'm praying your will for my husband and for our sons. This has legacy implications here. So that's where you're going to hear me pray, all right? Because we've got biblical ground, so let's buckle up, baby.
Okay.
Let's go for this. Well, Lord, I just lift up Sue and her dear husband and her precious three sons to you, this beautiful family, and this woman has vision, and I just marvel at her faith in the midst of her not yet. What an example she is to all of us. I pray you bless her and continue to strengthen her in her community. But now we lift up her husband. Lord, you said, when we pray your will, we can know that we will have it. When we know it is not your will that her husband be lukewarm, we know it's your will that he be on fire for you, that he has a personal, intimate, thriving walk with you that changes everything for him, but also that changes everything for the family. So we pull down, Lord God, on that promise. We reach up and we pull it down on behalf of Sue and her family. Do what you have to do in his life, because nothing matters more than how he walks with you, because this time on earth is short. It has eternal implications. Do what you have to do. And I pray for the thousands and thousands of listeners. All of us, Lord, are reaching our hands up to heaven for Sue's husband. And we say, move, move on behalf of this dear family. Do what you need to do, even here and now. Speak to his heart, Lord God, about how much you love him. Heal him. Heal him from childhood trauma or lies spoken or things that weren't spoken that should have been spoken. Heal those deep places, the little boy within him, because, Lord, if he knew how much you loved him, he'd be running to you every single day. So awaken him to your great love. Ignite him with a passion beyond what Sue ever even hoped for, Lord God, that she would wake up and see him in the Word. She would start to see him lead with laser-like focus and all kinds of faith, God. Nothing is impossible with you. We know that we're praying your will, and we're not going to let you go till you bless us, Lord. So we pray, and we pray some more for this dear family, and we ask you to ignite a revival in their family. Thank you that you're a miracle-working God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, I have tears streaming down my face, and I just want to say I'm putting a flag in the ground, I will be calling you back.
Amen. Oh, we want the testimony. And my wonderful producer, Kim, pulled up the verse, 1 John 5:14-15. So circle that, date it, and let's talk again, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Susie.
God bless you. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. How can I pray for you today? You know, this wasn't our plan. Our dear guest today had a phone connection problem. But you know what? How appropriate the day before share. Maybe we should make this a tradition, Kim. I'm thinking we might, because we need prayer, don't we? I want to pray for you. Carissa's checking in from Colorado. I love this girl. Carissa, I bet I know how I can pray for you, but I want you to tell me anyway.
Hi, Susie. Hi. Thank you so much for doing this. I'm sorry what happened with your guest, but as soon as you were reading Psalm 18, I was just in tears, and I knew that God wanted me to call. So thank you for doing this. It's a Monday, and for me, I don't really leave the house because of my illness. So I'm facing another day with just an empty house and a long task list and barely able to get my brain to function and my body to work. And I'm finding it just so hard to keep my eyes on Jesus and on hope right now. And I want to, and I'm just finding that overwhelm and discouragement. And there's been a lot of really heavy situations on my heart too over the last few days, related to people that I love very dearly and I can't seem to help with. And I know that the enemy's really been pounding me with that and telling me that I failed, and I just really need strength to stand firm in the truth and expect the Lord to meet me where I'm at and not fall into performance traps, and then also just that I would surrender what happens and doesn't happen today to him, because I can try to find my hope, you know, in being able to accomplish something. But when I get this bad, it's fighting all that fear that you always talk about, and also struggling to even feel like I can connect with him because the noise inside is so loud.
Yeah. I think I saw you online. Did you see my message yesterday, the Sunday morning sermon?
Yes. Watched both services.
Okay. And the only reason I bring that up is, you remember toward the end where I was standing by the air table and I said, when you win, you think about the Lord. When you lose, you think about the Lord. When you misstep and mess up, you think about the Lord. When you do it all right, you think about the Lord. And when you're weak and tired, especially on Monday mornings, if you feel like even the slightest misstep and you could have done, should have done, you are so vulnerable to that kind of discouragement that puts you into that orphan mindset. That's the only reason I asked about that, because that's what the enemy's doing here. And this is where, you know, with what little energy you have, Carissa, I want you to guard your heart and mind and your thoughts. Don't let them go to those places, because what you do now when you have minimal strength and you're looking at a full week is you rest in the Lord and you think on his goodness and you remember his love and you just start to pray and believe it will not always be this way. And you know, the rest of that Psalm 18 passage, I'm jumping ahead a few verses, but it says this: as for God, his way is perfect. All of the Lord's promises prove true. He is a shield to all who look to him for protection. For who is God except our Lord? Who is God but a solid rock? It is God who arms me with strength, and he makes my way safe. He makes me as sure-footed as a deer, leading me safely along the mountain heights. This speaks of spiritual agility, and Chris, it doesn't feel like he's making you spiritually agile, because as an athlete, to get agile, you're going to the right, to the left, to the back, to the front. You know, it's movement, but you're having to do that in the spiritual sense with your shield and your sword. So yes, you're being, God is training you for spiritual agility from your sick bed. He makes me sure-footed as a deer, leading me safely along mountain heights. He prepares me for battle. He strengthens me to draw a bow of bronze. You have given me the shield of your salvation. Your right hand supports me. Your gentleness has made me great. I want you to say that. Say that. Your gentleness has made me great.
Your gentleness has made me great.
That is true for you. You've made a wide path for my feet to keep me from slipping. Father, I lift up Carissa, and I thank you that you're actually training her to be spiritually agile. You are training her to bend a bow of bronze. You are making her, making a way where there is no way. We commit her to you. Help her to think about the Lord today, to remember your goodness, God, because you will come for her. This season will not last forever. There's an end date to her suffering, and you will reestablish her once again. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for Carissa. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Susie.
You're so welcome. We're going to play out to break, When I Think About the Lord. And then Susan from Iowa, we'll get you next. And it makes me wanna shout. I'm Susie Larson. This is Middays, and we've gone to Plan B. We're taking your prayer requests. Give us a call, 877-933-2484. Susan from Iowa, you are up next. We're just reading the scripture, taking your prayer requests, enjoying that God hears us when we call on him. We'll be back in a minute. Day is going well. I'm Susie Larson. This is Middays, and we are taking your prayer request today. Love to hear from you. How can we pray for you? What's God talking to you about these days? 877-933-2484. You can text or call. The phone lines are open. We've got Susan checking in from Iowa. Hey, Susan, thanks for holding. Thanks so much for your patience. You're on the air.
Thank you, Susie. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm. How can I pray for you today?
I would just like you to pray for a very strained relationship between our oldest son and his wife. I have no communication with them at all. And it's just been very hard on the whole family.
I can't even imagine how painful that is, Susan. I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
How long have you been estranged from him?
It's been a few years.
Oh.
And he will still speak to my husband. But he lives right here in the same town. And it's just so hard. You know, through it all, though, I've had a deep contentment that God will take care of this in his timing. But at times, I'm not real good at being patient.
Wow. And I don't know very many who would, really, Susan, because as a mama, they say having a child is like having your heart walk around on the outside of your body. And I marvel and I applaud you for finding moments of contentment. I know that's God's invitation to you, but I sure don't fault you for having days where you think this is just plain hard. I mean, you're grieving, you know?
Yeah, I want that prodigal to come home.
Yeah. So if I'm going to ask you one more question. You don't have to answer it. Then we'll pray. So he talks with your husband and not you. Is it because you're so close to the heart of God that it just shines too much of a light on his life? Is that what it is, or what's that about?
I don't know. They don't. Him and his wife don't know God, and I know they don't, you know, like my views on things, but, you know, and I know trying to repair things, I probably, you know, said things that were kind of stupid looking back, but you know, I pray all the time that God will just take what's been broken and just,
that's right,
you know, mend our hearts again.
Well, Susan, that's what he's a master at. He's a master at taking broken pieces. And when it says Romans 8:28 that he works all things together for the good, he's masterful at taking all those pieces, all of them, every single one, and turning them into redemption, taking what the enemy meant for evil and turning it somehow for good. And I just pray that God would give you the faith to believe that. And Lord, we lift up Susan and her dear family. We pray for her son and his wife. Even now, I pray by the power of your Holy Spirit, you'd bother him greatly, Lord God. Bother him over this estrangement, Lord. There's something supernatural when a son and a daughter honor their parents. There's a supernatural proposition. It's an amazing thing. And also, there's something so profoundly painful and disrupting when there's estrangement like this. So I pray, go after them. Bring them back to your heart. Bring them back to the heart of their family as well. Restore him beyond Susan's wildest dreams. I do pray, I just feel led to pray, that he'd be bothered by this estrangement. If he's harboring offense, Lord God, if enemy's twisting things, we just bind the enemy from this situation in the name of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. We ask for, you said, Lord, what's bound on earth is bound in heaven. What's loosed on earth is loosed in heaven. So we bind a spirit of distortion, of distraction, of offense. We bind that enemy from getting away with this another day in the name of Jesus. And we release the power of your spirit of reconciliation, of peace, Lord God, of bridge building. I pray that even if you can't get to him in the daytime, get to him in the nighttime, speak to him in his dreams where he starts to see how wrong he's been, how blind he's been as far as holding an offense against his mom and against his family. I pray, even if he's right about some of the small details, he's wrong to be estranged from a family that loves him. So I just pray, rebuild the bridge, bring healing, bring clarity in ways that Susan never even dreamed were possible. And we just claim the promise that you're able to work all things together for the good for those who love you and are called according to your purpose. And that includes Susan, and that includes the story with her son. We commit it to you now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. And you know, Susie, I have to tell you, I had a dream about 2 weeks ago that he walked into the house. He pulled up by the back door and walked into the house. And he came up and touched my arm and said, I love you, Mom. Mm. And I'm telling you, that dream felt so real. Felt so real.
Well, Lord, we just lift that up to you, and we ask for, I pray for more dreams like that in faith to believe that you're giving us little glimpses of what's possible, that you're going to take what the enemy has meant for evil and turn it for good. The devil will not have the last say in this family. We just declare that, Lord, in your name. We thank you that you're a miracle-working God. You're all about redemption and restoration. I thank you for that dream. I pray you'd put more and more hope in Susan's heart, not less. And I pray again that you would even give her little glimpses of ways that you're working in their lives that they may not even realize. And we just wait for that day, for the call from Susan about redemption, about reconciliation and restoration. And I pray for many more holidays from here where they're together around the table. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Susie. Thank you so much.
Yeah, wish I could hug your neck, Susan. Thank you so much. You know, Susan's story represents so many people are estranged from their adult kids. And this thing, I'm telling you, the enemy is all over that. And if that's you, don't give up hope. You keep praying. We're praying about whatever's on your heart today. 877-933-2484. We've got Terry checking in from Minneapolis. Terry, thanks so much for holding. You're on the air.
Thank you, Susie, for taking my call.
Mm-hmm. How can I pray for you today?
It took a lot for me to call. I hear you often on the radio. I'm calling for a couple of things. My pastor, who is having some health issues, high blood pressure problems, and he's changed his diet and doing all the right things, and the numbers are still very high. I'm praying for my son-in-law having to make a decision to put his mother in the nursing home, and he's really struggling with that. And lastly, for myself, for loneliness and my finances.
You're carrying the burden of the finances alone, is that what you mean?
Yes.
Well, first of all, you're someone who puts others first, obviously, by the way, that just the order of your prayer request, thinking of your pastor and your son-in-law. And so I'm going to pray for you first, if you don't mind. But Lord, I pray that you give Terry a sense of how with her that you are, how much you love her, the fact that you have great affection for her, that she's precious and honored in your sight, that she's not alone. I pray for a strong sense of your nearness, God, that you're hovering close, that you're singing over her, that you're bringing provision. And I pray that you'd lift some of the weight that she's carrying that's not hers to carry. And I pray, God, for a sense of how with her that you actually are. I pray that her steps would be lighter, that things would start to feel easier and not so hard, Lord God. I pray for a supernatural grace and provision to pay bills, to have more money than month at the end of the month, Lord God, and provision, and even a wisdom and a knowledge on how to manage all of these things. I pray, God, that there you'd bring a breakthrough. Lord, I pray for a raise for her. I pray for deep sleep and restorative health, God, that just that somehow you'd move her into a season that feels, that makes her feel lighter in step and lighter of heart, and I pray hope would come back to her. We pray for her son-in-law who's making a tough decision right now. Ask for wisdom and provision with what to do with his mother-in-law. What's the wisest, most loving thing he could do? And for this pastor, Lord, I pray that you'd help him identify stress and do what he needs to do to adjust that stress. And I pray physiologically you'd bring down that blood pressure, God. Just get a sense, and I might be wrong, that there's factors in his day life that you want to adjust. Bring him the help he needs, God. Help him to be ruthless with his schedule so that he's not all things to all people, and give him good sleep. And I pray his physiology would fall into place as it should. Lord God, we commit him to you. And thank you for Terry, just the kind of woman that she is. I pray she'd sense your nearness in the days ahead. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You're
Thank
a dear.
You so much, Susie.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to the day when you and others call back with answers to prayer and testimonies, because I pray that you'll live with some expectancy that God indeed is going to do what he says he's going to do. That is who he is, right?
That's right.
Yes, it is. All right, honey. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
I know. God bless you as well.
Yes, yes. I see some other calls coming in. But Kim, if you don't mind, I would like to play another version of When I Think About the Lord. This one is Christ for the Nations. And I'm just telling you that that's the answer. When we do things well, you think about the Lord. When you blow it, you think about the Lord. The enemy wants you to get in the small story. God wants you in the big story. And this is just one of my favorite songs. It just either puts me to my knees or up in the air, arms in the air. But you got to hear it and sing along if you want. Phone lines are open. How can I pray for you? 877-933-2484. We'll be back in a minute. Let's listen to this song.
To
I'm telling you what, if that doesn't stoke your fire, your wood just might be wet. Come on, somebody. See the calls coming in. Going to keep those prayers coming. 877-933-2484. We'll be back in a minute. Welcome to Middays. I'm Susie Larson. We're taking your prayer request today. Be patient if you're calling in. Carissa's got her work cut out for you. Lots of calls coming in. We've got an anonymous friend we'll be taking here in just a moment. And then Tom from Fargo, you'll be up next. But I got to just say, my own brother, whom I love deeply, just texted in, said, if you have time, even after your show, could you pray for me? I seem to have so many health issues. My body feels broken this morning. Major headaches. I'm fighting depression every single day. And he said I could share that on the air. And the reason I'm sharing is because his name's Jeff, and we're very close. And I'm wondering, since we have thousands and thousands of listeners, would you stretch out your hands for my brother Jeff as we pray for him before we take this next call? Lord, I lift up my dear brother Jeff, and he has walked through the valley of the shadow, many valleys of the shadow. And you love him, you're with him, and he loves you. And yet his health is so tough. And it's, I pray, God, that you'd heal these multiple issues that are going on that are very real, hard to wake up to, hard to go to bed to every single day. Heal his gut, Lord. Heal his body. Heal his brain. Heal his memory, Lord. Heal his neurology, Jesus. Heal his frame and all the aches and pains that he has, God. I ask you, heal him from the top of his head to the tip of his toes. Lord, there's all kinds of miracle healing testimonies we're hearing about in the body of Christ today, all over the world. May my brother be one of those people that has a miraculous breakthrough healing. I pray he'd start to sleep. I pray the depression would break and his body wouldn't feel so broken. I just thank you for him and the many like him who suffer quietly. Thank you, Lord, for my brother Jeff, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Anonymous friend is checking in from Minnesota. Thanks for holding, friend. You are on the air. How can I pray for you?
Hi. Hi, Susie. First of all, thanks so much for taking my call. I do want to say that I'm very honored to talk to you, and I can just feel the Spirit of God going through you. Mm.
I'm sorry.
I've been in a really hurting place a long time.
Yeah.
And so I got married many years ago, and it's gone downhill very fast, and I lied to my wife about a couple things before we got married, and I felt trivial things. It wasn't infidelity, it wasn't anything like that, but she held that against me, and it's gotten worse and worse and worse, and we haven't touched each other or anything, and she'd become abusive more and more since those days, and I've held in there and not divorced. She's wanted a divorce, and it's affected my siblings too and my family because they don't want to be around us. Mm. There's more to it, but that's the crux of it. And I've been debating whether to get divorced or not, but I've held on to my God and my faith and hoping that prayer would turn things around. I spoke to a few other men that have had something similar in their life, and it helped me not feel alone, but regardless, it's been a long time, and I'm been debating which direction to take this because she doesn't want it to continue. And
I just,
for a long time. So yeah. I don't know what to do.
I can feel it's palpable, your pain. I can just sense it so strongly, and I'm so sorry for what you've walked through. And I don't know if this abuse you're talking about is physical or emotional, but let me just say, if it is physical, friends, this happens where, you know, so we're so often used to the stigma of males abusing females, but it goes both ways. And so in the same note and token, if she's being physically abusive, you don't need, just because you're a guy doesn't mean you need to stay and take that you need to be in a safe place, and it doesn't make you less of a man. And just, you can see how the enemy will beat somebody down to the point where they feel like they have to take it, especially if you're a guy and the scenario is reversed. I just felt like I needed to say that there's nothing noble about submitting to abuse day after day. But I'm going to pray that God would heal your heart, that he would heal your marriage, but he would also carry you. He says, he promises in his word that a bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. And you're Bruce Reed right now. I can feel it. You're a smoldering wick. And you just got to picture his hands cupped around you, knowing that there's a limit to what you can take. And he promises he will protect that limit, even though it feels like too much. But Father, I lift up my dear brother to you, and I ask you, God, to breathe as you cup your hands around him, breathe life into him, heal him in those deep, deep places. I feel like he's got all these arrows that have been shot into him, and I pray you pull them all out, and that you'd heal those wounds in the deepest, deepest level, and you'd start to pour truth into him at every turn so that he would know that you are he's someone that you love. He's someone that you have plans for, God, and I ask you, deal with his wife who's bitter and on lockdown with unforgiveness. Do what you need to do to break that because it's killing her too. Ask you, Lord, to bring some kind of resolution because a person can't go on like this forever. Bring some kind of resolution. Bring a breakthrough. But I pray that he would not have to wait for that to start to heal. Heal him now. Tend to his broken heart now. I just get the sense it's affected your physiology and your sense of self and your repeated thought patterns, and how would it not? So I just ask, tend to all of those things in him. Heal him on multiple levels. Bring him good, good friends and truth tellers, Lord God, and intervene in a way that only you can. Psalm 18 belongs to him. You're going to reach down on high, rescue him from an enemy that's too powerful, him, because you delight in him. Would you do that in Jesus' name? Amen.
Amen. I pray for my wife, too, that she lets go of all this stuff that's built up. Her history is part of what's led us to this, too, not just...
Yeah. Lord.
But still, but she, obviously, it's part of our relationship.
Yeah. Lord, we do lift her up, and we ask you to break through and start the healing process in her as well. Lord, I pray you cancel the enemy's scheme, break off that thing, and you'd initiate the healing process even now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Bless you, brother.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to grab Tom from Fargo. Thanks for holding. I have an anonymous friend in Virginia. We're going to try hard to get to you guys from before the top of the hour here. Tom, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yeah, just real quick, Susie. Just pray for I don't get enough sleep. I'm down to about 2 hours of sleep a night, and I get muscle cramps daily in my legs, and I'm drinking lots of water, lots of the right minerals and such, but I'm getting less and less sleep. If I get 4 hours straight, that is amazing.
Okay, you can't function like that, as you know, and I'm going to pray, but I'm going to, you know, I'm not a doctor, but I play one on radio, so actually ask your doctor about this. But I'm telling you, as someone who's battled, you have to look up GABA and L-theorine, melatonin and magnesium glycinate, and there's a natural combination that you can take that might change everything for you. But we can maybe email Tom back and forth. So,
not a problem.
Okay,
You can pray for me later. I just want to tell you that
I'm going to pray for you now, Father. Thank you for Tom. I pray that you'd bless him with sleep, and if there is a combination of minerals that he's even missing that he's not aware of, make that clear. And I pray, God, that you grant sleep to those you love. That's what you say. So I pray you would break through. Tom needs rest. His body needs rest. And for everybody who battles insomnia, I pray for some massive breakthroughs in this regard. Thank you that you answer these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Bless you, bye-bye, dear brother. All right. Anonymous friend checking in from Minnesota. Hi there. Thanks for holding.
Thanks, Susie. Thank you for you. Listen, I have a son and daughter-in-law. They've been Christian forever, and they have two wonderful, beautiful children, but they're 17 years into marriage. My daughter-in-law, we've never, ever had a fuss or anything. We've just been close, but she got into this executive world and the six-figure numbers and the glamorous life, and it has changed her life. And my son said, Mom, if she doesn't get back with God, we're just not going to make it.
Oh.
And their marriage is hanging on a thread.
You know what? We're almost out of time, so I want to make sure we pray. I've heard this same story yesterday from another couple. It is amazing.
I've been a praying mom all my life. The kids are great kids, but this job has just went to my daughter-in-law's head. And
let me pray.
She just can't get back to God somehow. Mm.
I'm going to pray because we're almost out of time. Father, thank you for this anonymous friend and her kids. I pray, God, that you'd intervene. No job is worth the soul of a marriage. I pray you'd intervene in a profound way. Wake her up, Lord Jesus. I'm thinking of that Toby Mac song. I don't want to gain the world and lose my soul. I pray she wouldn't lose the soul of this marriage. Pray that you would do what you need to do to intervene and save them from the path that they're on right now. And anybody and everybody who's so climbing up the wrong ladder at the expense of so many more important things, wake them up, Lord Jesus, and intervene, we pray in Jesus' name. We say thank you. Amen. I'm going to try to grab one more if I can, Kim, that Virginia checking in from Minnesota. Hey, Virginia, thanks for holding. We just got a moment. How can I pray for you?
Sure. Well, I struggle with chronic illness, and your earlier caller, Carissa, just touched my heart because I live a lot in isolation because of my health, and I'm just struggling with my faith and knowing how I can be connected to the body and other believers. I'm isolated.
I'm going to pray for you, Virginia. When you hang up, give Carissa your address. I'm going to send you a copy of my book, Fully Alive. I think it'll minister to you. But, Lord, I pray for Virginia. Fill her with your spirit. Fill her afresh again, Lord God, with a sense of your nearness. I pray, God, that you would heal her. I pray you'd bring her community in the meantime, Lord God. Help her to know that she's truly not alone. Lord, so many deal with chronic health issues. I'm asking again, as I ask every day, bring a wave of healing to all who battle depression, to all who battle chronic illnesses. All these people have been suffering long in the valley. Bring suddenly moments of breakthrough. Restore them to life again. I commit Virginia to her, and I pray for a turnaround in her circumstance that actually surprises her. In Jesus' name, I pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, dear girl. Thank you. Give Carissa your address, and I'll get you a copy of Fully Alive. I think it'll just minister some healing to your soul.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks to Kim and Carissa, my amazing producers, who on the fly just did the wildest thing as we switched gears for the show today. But as one dear listener said, maybe that was God's plan, that we hear from you, we pray for you, pray you found some encouragement here today. God is so good. He's so near. Don't give up hope. Don't get offended with him. You go into that throne room and you remember his promises and you pray to him like he says his word is true, because his word is true and he'll do what he said. Share starts tomorrow. I'll be praying with us and for us. We'll meet you back here tomorrow. Thanks for listening to this Middays with Susie Larson podcast. These conversations are available because of listener support. You can make a gift now at myfaithradio.com. To avoid missing future editions of the show, subscribe to the podcast today at iTunes or your podcast player. And thanks for sharing this audio link to spread the good news of the gospel and to grow the impact of Middays with Susie Larson.